Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all 1960s songs, 10 different Motown songs, 10 different Motown artists with very little talk. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, the Marvelettes, the Spinners, the Isley Brothers, Edwin Starr, Mary Wells, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Contours, Stevie Wonder, and the Elgins. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Marvin Gaye with the Supremes on backup vocals, Can I Get a Witness, right here on Motown.
Take You're breaking my heart, taking my sunshine away, knowing that I'm to blame. Darling, there's nothing that I can say.
With I'll Always Love You, and they reached number 35 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. Before that, the Marvelettes and Beachwood 45789, number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1962. And we start with Marvin Gaye and Can I Get a Witness, number 22 from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 13 such songs. Here comes the 14th with the Isley Brothers only top 40. This Old Heart of Mine is weak for you right here on Motown Memories.
Ooh, this old heart of mine been broke a thousand times. Each time you break away, I feel you're gonna stay. Lonely nights that come, memories that go, bringing you back again. Hurting me more and more. Maybe it's my mistake to show this love I feel inside. Cause each day that passes,
yeah. post on wild. So I got to keep on walking. I got to walk on. Oh, oh, oh. I'm so tired, but I just can't lose my stride. I got 15 miles to go now, and I can hear my baby calling my name. It's as if as though I'm standing at a front door.
To ask you, would you please, please be mine? the Motown Sound? Email Tom at MotownMemories at yahoo.com.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The love I saw in you was just a mirage. And that reached number 20 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967. And that was the first single that had Smokey Robinson in the title of the group. Before that, Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch. Number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1962. Before that, Edwin Starr in 25 Miles. His first charting song on the Motown record label. He had 7 total. Before that, he also had 4 on the Rick Tick label. His biggest hit was War, which reached number 1 in 1970, and 25 Miles reached number 6 from 1969. And we started with the Isley Brothers, their only top 40 song on the Motown record label, This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You. They had 4 charting songs total on the Motown record label, but they had great success after they left Motown in 1969 on the T-Neck record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. Well, coming up, the 18th song this hour, The Contours, with the classic Do You Love Me, right here on Motown.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
everybody to clap your hands in this group. Come on! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Let me get myself together. Yeah!
Continue with
Elgins with Heaven Must Have Sent You, and that reached number 50 in the United States Billboard pop charts of 1966. The Elgins had four charting songs at the Motown record label, and that was the highest one of the four. Before that, Stevie Wonder with a live performance, High Heeled Sneakers. It reached number 59 in the United States Billboard pop charts of 1965, and it was recorded at the Olympia Theater in Paris on April 13, 1965. And we started with The Contours and the classic Do You Love Me, number 3 in the United States Billboard pop charts of 1962. Well, this hour, we featured 20 different Motown songs, 20 different Motown artists, all from the 1960s with very little talk. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.